Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Wrestle Culture. Please release me, let me go.
It's actually really insensitive, that.
For you. Don't book me anymore to hit a dive or eat a pin. Release me and let me wrestle again.
Did you know he could sing?
I did not know.
I did not know you could sing.
I still don't know.
That was pretty much on note, that.
Thanks very much. Wow. We need more Engelbert Humperdinck on this podcast, always. I think.
Everything in life does.
I'm Adam Will Ward from What Culture. Joined by Phil Chambers and Adam Cleary from What Culture to discuss all the goings on this week, or more likely, it's today. Have a bloody good time doing it, basically. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling. Wrestling podcast where we review Raw, SmackDown, NXT 2.0, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on WrestleCulture. As I said, though, joined by Phil and Cleary. And yes, apologies if that was slightly insensitive, the introduction, because, well, I'm trying to bring some lightness to a very dark day. Yeah, major news obviously breaking overnight. 18 wrestlers released by WWE. Phil Chambers, your reaction to this news, first of all.
So I could just say, I thought, you know, Phil Chambers, name them.
The quiz begins now. What else is there to say? It's just become commonplace this year with WWE. 71 this year. You just kind of wake up and see it on Twitter and you're like, oh, it's happened again.
Yeah, GTA meme.
Yeah. It sucks. Keith Lee's gone. They're ridiculous. How they can't make that man an absolute star, I will never, ever know. So much of it doesn't really make any sense. It's just they've stockpiled these people for too long, and now they're seeing the repercussions of it, and it's just seemingly never ending, this.
Yeah, the full list. I went on Twitter last night, just before I went to bed. I thought,
do that, by the way.
Yeah, it's a really bad idea.
Just genuinely shouldn't be really having your phone anywhere. Like, if you get that blue screen light in your eyes before you try and go to sleep, you actually sleep much worse. I'm big into self-care now, by the way. I'm having vitamin D supplements. Trying to keep my phone out of my bedroom and stuff. Like,
I had a mindfulness cleary.
Yeah, that's me. Just gonna try and get through the entire winter without wanting to jump out my window this year for a treat.
Yeah, so I saw Oney Lorcan had been released, and I thought, oh, that's a shame. I really liked Oney Lorcan in old NXT, and the new NXT just been used to lose well to people, effectively. And then I suddenly thought, oh, it's one of those nights. Yeah. I didn't just think, oh, this is a rant. I thought, it's pretty random just to release Oney Lorcan. And a couple of people...
Sorry, did you think, oh, it's? I bet it's not only Lorcan.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'd spelled his name right, at least.
God.
I spelled his name wrong on the release email. What's it called? They put Oney Lorcan with a K.
With a K, yeah.
That's how much they care for their employees.
And they put B-Fab on the NXT list because they didn't realise they'd brought her up to SmackDown.
For God's sake. As I said this on the news, this one arguably wound me up more than anything, and I don't know why. I can't work out why I'm more frustrated by this than anything else. Like, we've had wave after wave, as you said there, Phil, of these, and I think this is the straw that broke the camel's back, and as much as it was atrocious when they released wrestlers in the midst of a global pandemic, one could at least make the argument of like, we kind of don't know what's going to happen next, and they're just tightening their belts, despite the fact their belts have got record profits behind them. This one, they're back to normal. They're touring, they're doing pay-per-views, they're going to Saudi Arabia, etc., etc. But yeah, the full list, Jesse Kamea, Trey Baxter, Zayda Ramir, Jeet Rama, Oney Lorcan, Katrina Cortez, Frankie Monet, B-Fab, who, as you said, just got called up to the main roster. She's in the little video baggage for SmackDown tonight. Ember Moon, Grand Metalik and Lindsay Dorado, the only two I'm kind of happy about.
Yeah, at least
about.
They've asked for their release.
Because they were singing the song that I was singing at the start yeah. of the show. Mia Yim, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Eva Marie, Scarlett, Karrion Kross, Nia Jax, and of course, Keith Lee.
Sorry, can I just, they're the only two, are you not happy about Keith Lee?
Well, it's mixed emotions. I think the only reason I'm happy about Grand Metalik and Lindsay Dorado is because they were desperate to leave. Whereas yeah. at least Keith Lee, it feels like, I'm sure he's happy to be released from whatever that Bearcat bollocks was, but at least he threw himself into it and weren't just like, yeah. wasn't just like, that.
And I think
done.
Like the best you could hope for Keith Lee was to actually do amazing on the main roster in WWE. Like, it's a shame that he hasn't hit the heights that he definitely can hit.
Less than 2 years since you and I, and all three of us, in fact, watched him at Survivor Series 2019.
Yeah. Oh, they're actually taking him seriously.
Oh my God, yeah. This is going to be great.
Yeah. The thing about Keith Lee, and again, this is Hamlet's take, not mine. Obviously, as you're both aware, my New Year's resolution was no takes whatsoever. Hamlet's take
just
was,
taking takes.
There are going to be people who are going to look at anybody's career and think, well, unless you went on a headline WrestleMania, unless you were a top draw for WWE for years and years, you didn't hit the heights you yeah. could have done. You have underachieved, especially when you're Keith. Especially if you are literally from North America, as Keith Lee is. That's the end all be all. But like. I saw the Keith Lee news and I was like, oh, well, good. Because otherwise he was just going to circle the drain on the main roster for ages. That he'd have a series of hokey gimmicks after a series of hokey gimmicks. He might have a little run with this or a little run with that where you think, oh, he's making the best of what they're giving him, but what they're giving him isn't great still. And then eventually you wouldn't see him for 6 months on television and you'd hear that he'd been released. And I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense because they've barely used him. Like, at least it spared him like years of his physical prime. Having to try and like claw out something resembling cohesive professional wrestling was like Keith Lee. Can you imagine Keith Lee in New Japan? Can you imagine Keith Lee in AEW? Can you imagine Keith Lee going absolutely anywhere with a bit of creative like? And the thing is, Keith Lee doesn't even need creative freedom. It's not like we're talking about Bray Wyatt here, where he has to be allowed to explore his crazy ideas. Just like. Let him be a big guy.
Yeah.
Who does moonsaults. Don't like, just it, let him do the kind yeah. of wrestling that he loves to do.
Don't put him in a t-shirt because you find him physically disgusting, Vince. Right? Just let him be this huge, like... I mean, what's the word I'm looking for here? Because Keith Lee's simultaneously a hoss, but also incredibly athletic.
Yeah. He 100% like rewrote what it meant for a big man in wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
exactly. The most athletic big man you could possibly imagine.
But the problem is, Phil, you can't be athletic and be a big man. Because when you're a big man in WWE, you just have to be a big man. But of course, to be a big man, you have to not be a fat, disgusting slob. You have to be like well-defined and jacked. Whereas Keith Lee is right, like
work out for Braun Strowman.
Or yeah. Karrion Kross.
Yeah. Like Keith Lee is the most physically... We worked with him. He is the most physically impressive human being I have ever seen in a wrestling ring. What he can do, what he like, the way he moves, everything about him is incredible. But because he's not like one old man's idea of what a physical specimen should look like, then that's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, was it Andy or Nicholas did the problem with Keith Lee, No One Wants to Admit video, where it's like, he's fat, let that hang. In the eyes of one man who doesn't know what it like, what normal people actually look like.
Yeah.
It just came to me there. How many, there's been 18 NXT champions. How many aren't with WWE anymore?
God, Rollins is still there.
Oh, man.
Cross, Lee, Aleister Black, Andrade.
Drew's still there.
Pac, Bo Dallas.
I reckon three are still there.
Big E. Adam Cole, obviously. Samoa
Joe.
Big E.
Finn.
Big E. Ballister there, isn't he? Right?
Yeah. Four. Sami Zayn.
Like four. It's like
Kevin Owens.
Nearly half have left, basically. It's astonishing because, like, Karrion Kross as well was in the midst of being repackaged, Phil.
Well,
like, it was all. They ruined him on the main roster, obviously, but they were like stumbling around for something. And the fact that you were like, okay, it's really easy solution, this. Like, as much as people, you know, had mixed emotions about him in NXT after he came back from injury. It was a thing.
Yeah.
You just put him with his missus, with Scarlett, and you put them out there, and they were great together. And instead, they made him Quang.
Literally the only thing I can think of with the Karrion Kross situation is Triple H kept on going to Vince, going, this guy's great, this guy's great, he's going to be a main event star, he's going to be a main event star. And then Vince was like, all right then, let's see with you and your ideas, and brought him up, packaged him like that. He's like, see, he's crap, isn't he? Get rid of him. Get him out of here. Like, there's nothing else that would make any sense as to how they've presented this guy on the main roster, and then get rid of him because he's not living up to what their expectations were or whatever. It does not make any sense.
It's baffling. Ember Moon, Mia Yim.
Ember Moon's a missed opportunity, massively.
Time and time again, it feels like.
Yeah, loads of times.
Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this again? Like, no, because we're sitting here going, oh, it's disgraceful. Oh, it's a missed opportunity. I can't believe they've gone and done this. What are they? Like, why? Mm. Why are we not just sitting here? Well, that's 16 wrestlers who've got a better shot of forming a career for themselves than they did yesterday. Mm. Sorry, was it 18?
18.
18 wrestlers for whom now the future looks slightly rosier.
With every one of these that pass, though, it gets a little bit worse for the people that get released. Because this year, 71 people. Like, the free agent pool is getting bigger and deeper.
You'd like to think... Because let's not forget, like, we are all part of that golden generation of independent wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, 2017, 2016, 2018, there was so many amazing promotions. There were so many places you could go and work, which is why WWE got so stuffed with talent, because they weren't just trying to kill one promotion. They didn't have, like, a direct AEW-style competitor. Yeah,
the rest of the industry.
Yeah, they realized that the scene itself was the competition, because there was enough exposure. Like, yeah, it might not be any one individual promotion that's going to get 2 million TV
and look
viewers
at All In
week.
That was just based off how hot the indies were at that time.
Exactly, but this combined scene of, like, hundreds of different promotions, all with dedicated smaller audiences, all with video on demand services. They had to go after every single one of them at the same time.
Choice.
Yeah, they either bought them out, which again didn't work out particularly well for the ones they bought out, or they just bought out all their talent. And that led to them needing to set up NXT UK and, you know, talking about doing an NXT in Mexico, talking about doing an NXT in Germany, talking about doing NXT in Japan, because they were like, well, we now have the roster of 10 promotions, like, comfortably. So, you know, they had to set up NXT, you know, NXT, swole, it got bigger, NXT UK, the whole Cruiserweight thing, 205 Live, SmackDown needed its own separate roster, Raw needed its own separate roster. You know, they were using people on Evolve shows and stuff like that. They were sending people to ICW shows, to Progress shows. Like, they literally grew to the size of about 10 different companies, and now that competition doesn't exist anymore, or at least it didn't about a year ago, you know, that they're hoarding talent to stop nobody else using it. And now this is the sort of cost of that. Well, they've put themselves in a position where they're only competing against one other company now. So they only need to be the size of two, you know what I mean, to try and kill them, but they're the size of 10. So they've got to reduce the size of the company by 8 wrestling companies.
So what you're saying is...
What I'm saying is, you put that face away for a start. What I'm saying is, if WWE is reducing its size by a scale of about 8 wrestling companies, then hopefully 2, 3, maybe 4 really cool indies will pick themselves back up.
And they'd have to be really going against the grain. They're really, you know, fighting back, being really, I don't know, Phil, defiant.
Maybe, yeah. Bosses, you listening? Reunion
can
show,
we, can
anyone?
We, clearly.
Why do you, I know you both look up to me as like a
you've got the more direct line to them than we do. Let's
Oh yeah, God, oh God, I'm king in here, absolutely. but those were long old days.
I think the
three of us would agree right now. We would absolutely bring it back tomorrow, provided we were put in some kind of cozy managerial position and not having to run around doing 6 hours of filming.
To set everything else up.
Yeah, with enough lackeys, absolutely, I would bring it back tomorrow. But if I've got to go do those like 14, 16-hour days ever again, then no, I'm not.
Those days where we're just falling asleep into our pints at the end of it all, or the bit where we're there, and you were probably out filming, to be honest. Me and Cleary are there at the curtain in the London show going, oh, bloody hell, we've got those 20 promos in the bag, thank goodness, we can just enjoy this final few shots of the... That bloke's got a very realistic WCPW hardcore title.
So
oh, bollocks, he's stolen it!
Yeah, the days of me lying in a hotel bar on the floor, desperately asking someone to go get me some ibuprofen because I can't physically move my back.
We've
definitely got rose-tinted glasses.
Yeah,
back
good.
So in all seriousness, where do you think some of these wrestlers are going to end up? I assume...
WCPW.
Apart from that, Keith Lee, I mean, I spoke to
Keith
Sid
Lee
earlier.
Seems like a no-brainer.
We were talking on the Rampage preview, and he listed off, you know, Keith Lee, maybe Grand Metalik Elite, and Lindsay Dorado do something with the Lucha Bros in AEW. many others outside of that. But I've got to think, you know, Frankie Monet, Taya Valkyrie's got something to offer so many different promotions.
Yeah, like,
they
definitely
really
make
something like, with
the
her.
The very least Ember Impact Moon. Would 100% take her back in an instant, I reckon. Mm. Ember Moon too, she's definitely got something to offer someone somewhere, but Keith Lee's like a no-brainer for AEW, surely. Like, he's has so much to offer and he's so different to everything else they have on their roster.
I would just like to flag up here a change of heart I've had about a lot of things, because right after the whole Danielson Punk Cole thing, I said, I think a couple of different times, they should just ease up a bit on the new acquisitions. Anybody they're bringing in should probably feel like one of their guys, you know, not somebody who's, you know, so linked to WWE. And do you know what it is? I actually don't care anymore, because every single person they've brought in, even when you think that's enough now, or that's quite excessive, or this is going to start feeling like it's just some kind of knockoff, like WWE style show, it never does. Mm. They repackage them sufficiently, so they still feel like them, and it still feels like they're righting wrongs from their previous job. But also, they do feel fresh, and they do feel reinvigorated, and I think Bobby Fish is the one that convinced me.
Might be right,
because I was sitting there going, "Why Bobby Fish? Like, I like Bobby Fish. Bobby Fish is a great wrestler, but like, you don't need another guy, and you don't need another person who's come straight from WWE. This is going to be the one that tips the scales." And I was like, "Oh, this is great. This is just great. This is just really good." So now they sign Vince for like AEW, and I think they make it work.
I mean, Eva Marie, a world class pro wrestler.
I genuinely think Eva Marie could. I know people would be
Eva
like,
Marie in AEW would be hilarious.
Money. Imagine if they like just suddenly unearthed that she was amazing at promos, or she was like a great sort of like heel valet. And then while she did that for a year, they just trained her to be like so much better than she currently is. I was at that WrestleMania where she did a head scissors takedown, or I was watching it on television. Either way, I felt like I was there. She hadn't wrestled for months, and she was in a match and did a head scissors takedown, and the crowd went,
Nia Jax is an interesting one, Phil, isn't it? Because it's someone who carries a lot of issues with her in terms of you know, the problems she's had within WWE. And we'll also have to get onto another topic with her, I suppose. I might as well talk about it now. I don't mind dancing around it. She was one of the few people named. There's meant to be a select few others in these reports that the justification behind their release was their desire to remain unvaccinated, which, for all I've moaned and groaned and, you know, effed and jeffed about WWE, kind of support them when it comes to that.
That's one of the ones we were like, fair enough. It's one of those things, which, especially in wrestling, like, just being unvaccinated in general is a pretty selfish move, let's face it. And especially in wrestling, when you're that close to people and constantly, and it's like that locker room so much relies on a terrible illness not ravaging straight the way through it. It makes absolutely no sense that you could just be out there and just be like, especially, this is fine, I'm not going to get vaccinated.
Especially when your boss is a 112-year-old haunted tree as well. Like, that just seems really responsible. Thing is, this is like weird territory for us to get into, because you just know the kind of messages we're going to get about saying that being vaccinated against a deadly illness is a good thing.
Oh, but like, I haven't checked my Twitter since I mentioned it this morning on the news.
Honestly, right, I said something about getting my booster jab the other day, right, on Twitter. Or somewhere I said it. And the messages I got were people like, you probably should be saying that, because actually it's a choice for people to do this. And I was like, mate, I get the flu jab every year. I got my measles inoculation when I was a kid. You have no idea how unpolitical I find the idea of a doctor telling me to get immunized against something. Like, you attempting to make this some kind of, like, moral quest for your freedom, which is not being infringed in any way. The vaccine is completely voluntary. You should take it. If you're not an idiot, but it is what, nobody forces you to take it. You know what I mean? And people are like, my rights. I'm like, what rights? What rights have been infringed upon? If your employer says, well, actually, it's actually a pretty fairly physical contact environment we've got here.
And we travel quite a lot.
We have to be all over the world and we do have these responsibilities. So yeah, we would appreciate everybody getting the vaccination. You go, yeah, but my rights, man, you can't make me. Like, okay, well, then unfortunately you can't work here.
Yeah.
But my rights. Well, you got a choice. Yeah. We're not forcing you.
Your right is to not work here and be unvaccinated.
I was so like, tweeting last night, like, oh, your Twitter saying like, oh, WWE on one hand says they make $250 million in this quarter, and on the other hand, I said, we've got to release them because of the budget, because what a promotion, all this. Huh? They're releasing vaccinated people. Hey, right. Hang on, wait a second. I've got a thing for this.
Hey,
You are right.
My rats. I just, like, honestly, I know we'll get some, like, just weirdos who are just, the want to, you notice this? Like, as soon as, like, the whole, like, vaccine came out and you could see the rumbling starting to go for people who were like, well, it's a hoax, it's a vaccine. Like, the desperation to just make something more interesting than it is. Like, do you not think that's what it is? Just like, it's actually quite, like, I know it was quite a weird period in human history to live with and a lot of bad things happened, but it's quite boring when you think about it.
Yeah.
It was just some germs that we couldn't deal with our immune systems.
So we had to stay at home a lot.
Yeah, and we all sort of got it. And a lot of us got it and weren't that bad, but some people got it and were quite bad. Like, every illness, pretty mm-hmm. much, just this one was so contagious and it was so widespread and it was so new that it meant we all had to stay at home. It was really boring. Mm. The whole thing is incredibly...
5G was a better one, wasn't it? Like, yeah. We turn this on, people's heads will explode. No, what?
This is the thing as well, like, the 5G one's a good point. Like, oh, well, the Earth is flat. Except every time we try to prove it when it turns out it's round.
Fisheye lens, man. You got to see through the fisheye lens.
And people are like, oh, the 5G's turned on, everyone's head's going to explode. How many times do these people just want to be like, well, it didn't happen.
Mayan calendar, was it? Was it like 2012?
Yeah. How many times does it not have to not happen for these people to go, oh, maybe I just shouldn't read random Facebook posts and decide that the government's trying to put microchips in?
Oh, look, there, it's on telly. When they put the 5G on people's heads, oh, no, it's Mars Attacks. I've left Mars Attacks on. What film Mars Attacks is, by the way?
Mars Attacks is a great film.
Mars Attacks is great.
We know we're going to get some messages because we've said. Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. Probably should get a vaccine if there's a disease going around. Like, I just cannot understand, like, what is missing from these people's lives. That, like, they have to go, this incredibly boring thing that's happening. Well, you're not going to believe what I think. That makes it so much more interesting.
And you know where the facts have come from? Facebook, that old reliable source. We'll move on from these releases and talk about hopefully people leaving WWE on their own accord for a better place to be. And we'll talk to the former Mr. NXT, Adam Cleary, about Kyle O'Reilly. Big news report this week that his contract's going to run out in a few months. Do you think he'd work in AEW as well?
I think absolutely. As I've said, I genuinely think absolutely anybody. Kyle O'Reilly's a no-brainer. Yeah. Like, if you basically look at that sort of like... if you can imagine that, yeah, Triple H watched the Battle of Los Angeles, got the stiffest erection of his adult life, and then decided, I am going to recreate this promotion under my own banner. Anybody who was in his thought process around then would be incredible in AEW. And Kyle O'Reilly, is another one. Like, he'd be amazing over there. Like, you could just put him
all
back.
All his mates are there, too.
You could just put him back with Bobby Fish and Adam Cole, and that'd be really interesting. Like, I do think the future of AEW is going to be faction-based. Because they're gonna have quite an engorged roster, and it's a good way to keep people. New Japan are fantastic at it. Like, even if people haven't got a program, their faction has a program, so they're involved somehow. And people do, like, it's the thing Vince has gotten rid of. Like, Vince hates tournaments, so we don't really get wrestling tournaments anymore. AEW does very good tournaments, doing a very good one at the minute. Vince, I think, thinks people hate factions and hates tag teams. Doesn't like people being anything other than a solo star. Whereas AEW is like, here's a really good tag division. Here are some really cool factions we're setting up. I think, if you can give everybody a load of little friends to play with, I think that'd be nice. And I think Kyle O'Reilly would fit in a menagerie of positions in that promotion.
The biggest thing I can say about Kyle O'Reilly in AEW is Kyle O'Reilly versus Bryan Danielson. And, like, that sells it to me in an instant, because that match would be absolutely incredible and something we've never seen before.
I think, by the way, that will in time prove to be the main reason. The main advantage of hiring Danielson, because all of a sudden, every single person who could go into that company. Because think about how underused he was on the main roster. Like, they put him against, like, The Miz for ages. They put him against, like, proper lifer WWE types. Kofi, Miz, like, all this stuff. Roman, right? There's so many people, even in that company, who he did not have a program with.
And who he would be desperate to
wrestle. Who would be amazing to wrestle. I mean, they only did that one. They did Hit versus Cole during that Survivor Series, didn't they? Not a program. Not a series of matches.
Just because of the Saudi Arabia. Just
a random, stuck on a
random panicked one-off match. Like, there's so many people, Danielson, unarguably, in my opinion, the greatest wrestler of the 21st century. Yeah. I don't mind saying that. right, has not worked with, who he's literally been in the same company as and not worked
and
with.
His one thing in the world right now is, I want to wrestle people I've never wrestled before, yep, and get his like dream list done.
Not you.
And who's he fighting next weekend? Rusev, Miro.
Exactly.
In a match I genuinely can't
call.
That's
a great example. Yeah. You can't believe you haven't seen Brian Danielson. I keep calling him Bryanson.
Yeah.
Bryanson. You can't believe you've not seen him and Miro.
That's the thing now with AEW as well. Like with Punk there, like Punk and Brian like are going to be two guys that this entire generation that is now coming up through AEW and like the young guys there,
they haven't seen,
idolized when they were growing up watching wrestling. Like they will have been watching their Ring of Honor runs going, oh my God, these guys are amazing. This is the kind of wrestler I want to be. And now they're actually in a promotion with both of them and you can make all these dream matches come true.
Think as well, if you're a fan, right? Let's say you're a young fan, say early 20s, right? The exact demographic AEW wants to call, right? What are your memories of Daniel Bryan? They're not great. You know what I mean? He was out for ages and ages and ages. Yeah, came back as a GM. He was all right. Did all right. Came back, had a long feud with Miz. Was all right. He did that thing with Kofi. He was the Planet's champion, which was entertaining, but wasn't exactly putting him over as one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Great, you know, he didn't have a sensation. I mean, he had his best matches that he could have with people. But
Every single time he went out there, he had the best match he could in a WWE environment.
People who knew who he was and people who knew what he was up against were like, that is some outstanding work he's doing there. Fair play. But you weren't sitting there going, well, Daniel Bryan set the world on fire again with another 5-star TV classic. Yeah, you weren't saying that. Your memories are of that WrestleMania 30, if you're even old enough to remember it properly, because it's, what, like 7-8 years ago now? Like, you'd be early teens, right? You probably don't appreciate quite what a triumph that was. It was just another WrestleMania main event. Then very little. And I hope people don't, like, pull me up with this and say I'm doing certain matches to service. Obviously, I am. But, like, over the course of 8-odd years, it's not been, like, it's not the body of work that he could have almost certainly produced had he been given the creative freedom to sort of pick his own feuds and book his own matches. Now, though, like, sky's the limit for him. And he's quite well rested, I would say, as well. Like for a guy who goes as hard as he does at that age, he has had, because, you know, of potential debilitating neck injuries, like has had a decent enough little rest. Punk as well. What are your memories of Punk if you're in your early 20s? Virtually nothing whatsoever. Yeah. He's not just that sort of that period of Bryan's career where he was like not doing everything he could have done. Punk was doing nothing. Like it wasn't even just like he was being underused on television. He wasn't there. Like, he left that
getting his head kicked in UFC is what he was doing.
Exactly. And the stuff they're going to be able to put on, like, this is an entire brand new set of, like, it's like an entire new career for the pair of them. Except the only difference is we know what they're capable of. And we know what they're going to do.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It is amazing to think, at the end of last year, if you'd have turned around after War Games, for example, and said, who do you think is going to be in the worst position out of the Undisputed Era? I think many people would have said Kyle O'Reilly. Like, he'd been involved in title stuff.
Yeah.
He'd, you know, they'd had the Undisputed Era. That was clearly fractious and breaking up, and there's a Pat McAfee stuff. And you're looking at it going, it's probably going to be Bobby Fish who's worse off, and yet you've got Cole and Fish doing great guns in AEW. Roddy Strong, yes, he's stuck in WWE, but at least he's Cruiserweight champion and they're booking him to beat people like Odyssey Jones, even if it's through shenanigans. Poor Kyle O'Reilly's doing 12-ounce curls with Van Wagner and losing tag matches.
Yeah, there's not a universe where he fits in with NXT 2.0 at all. Like, there is absolutely nothing left for him in WWE.
And off of what very good point that Adam Cleary made.
Thank you, yes.
Will Daniel Bryan ever return to WWE? Because that was the talk as well this week. They were saying, oh, the door's always open. And like, Bryan's such a nice guy. He obviously hasn't burnt any bridges.
Yeah. All the word of him leaving is that they've done it in a very amicable fashion. Like, even to the point of, like, him not doing the yes chance or anything like that. Because, like, is it their intellectual property? Like, it's pretty much guaranteed not. But, like, he's leaving it there as his WWE legacy. Yeah. And that's his thing. Because it's theirs. And, like, he was very, very respectfully left that company. And I think...
Is this one of those never say never things or just never for you?
I don't know. I could see it happening at some point a couple of years down the line. Once he's gone out and he's done his art wrestling.
Awkward Thanksgiving dinners with Lauren Ayers are just going to grind him down.
Like, I think once he's done his art wrestling, he's wrestled all of the people around the world that he wants to wrestle. He's wrestled his Okadas. He's wrestled everyone else. Minoru Suzuki's was like the start of it kind of thing. He's like faced all these new, young, up-and-coming talent. Like, once he's gone through everything in AEW and New Japan, I could see a world where he just returns for one more run, maybe Rumble to WrestleMania, and like goes out on a grand stage or something.
I'll go one further than that. I would be astonished if Daniel Bryan is never back in WWE. Mm. Like, his stock between now and whenever that is going to go up and up and up and up. There's going to be periods where he's AEW's top guy. He will leave AEW. I've no doubt whatsoever. He will go... That guy desperately wants to do a New Japan run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He wants to go everywhere and do
everything. He will main event Wrestle Kingdom. Like, yeah. It's just a given.
Easy. And when he's doing that, like you say, because there is... Like, people look at, like, your Nakamura thing, always the greatest example, or your Balor's, for example. People forget sort of the age they are. And they are there. They are so happy. They are so happy in WWE. And people go, oh, I'd love one of those two to be in AEW. It's like, why? Their body of work does not need anything added to it. Mm. They have already...
Shinsuke,
like,
is living his best life on the beaches, on his surfboard.
Shinsuke, what's that? You put a pumpkin on my forehead last week. Yeah, sweet.
Whatever. He turns up, gets the easiest ride in the world, gets paid a mint, gets to mess around with loads of his friends and do what
and
he wants.
And hang out with Rick.
Like, he's happy with that. Bryan will have that phase of his career as well. He will set new standards. Yeah. He will raise the bar in AEW. He will go all around the world.
And it's like a second time.
It'll be the point where he's like, his kids are old enough to see him in a main event of WrestleMania or something like that as well.
It will get to the point where he'll be Brock. He will eventually be Brock. They will bring Bryan in every now and then when they want to do a huge program, because that's the star power he'll have. And just possibly by that point, someone will be running WWE who appreciates that.
Well,
I don't want to allude to anything like overly morbid or appear to be reveling in that concept, but like, Bryan's got another good 10 years in him, I think. Possibly 15, depending on how he manages his body. Like, the guy will be able to go and go and go up to a ripe old age. And what reason would you not have him back in WWE? If he wants to come for a short stint, it's printing money for them.
Mm.
His reputation, the level it's going to be at in a couple of years, it would just print money. And honestly... You're going to laugh. I think it's the same with Punk. I think the ultimate forbidden door for AEW is not what promotions they end up working with or the little interconnective storylines they have with, like, your Impacts and your New Japans or your whoever's. I think the ultimate forbidden door is people feeling free enough to go to any company in the world to do stories, to do feuds, to do short runs, to do special occasions.
Independent contractors.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, like, including WWE. I think that is ultimately the forbidden door. To go there and come back. Jarrett has been the closest, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Getting to go and mess around in New Japan for a bit, then go back to WWE.
Go to AEW and then come back for the Stone Cold podcast. I know it wasn't quite like a wrestling run in WWE, but that's the closest anyone
still
has
on the
got
books.
To come
it's
back.
Still on the books.
Yeah.
Incredible. Well, let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed on Twitter at What Culture.
Not everything. I cannot stress
enough. The back stuff.
I cannot stress enough. I cannot stress enough. Like I was saying before, how unpolitical it is. Like nobody cares. If you feel the need to get something off your chest with the three of us because you've listened to a wrestling podcast and gone, these guys think that science exists. Like, I cannot even begin to tell you how uninterested the three of us are in that. All we will do is feel sorry for you.
Would you say if someone wanted to tweet you about that, you'd say to them,
no dear, that's wrong.
Yes. But this is the thing, I wouldn't even say it. You'll not get a reply. You will just genuinely go, look at this, and feel genuinely quite sorry for you. That's it. That's it. That's it. Tell us we're great. Tell us we're great, and I like that. But
well, anyway, enough.
If someone's really clever, they'll send us a nice message, but coded within it will be like some anti-vax conspiracy. and we'll miss it, and we'll think it's a compliment, and like it, and say, thanks, man. And that's the only way they can
it's
win.
Like when they get celebrities to shout out, like, horrible people, they'll be like, hey, guys, me and my friend QAnon love listening to Wrestle Culture every week.
Hey, man, could you give my friend... I can't think. I don't even know. I don't even. I'm so out of touch with all this. I don't even know who a popular anti-vax figure is. Could you give my friend
Nia Jax
Ryback a shout out?
Well, anyway.
You probably have to cut this bit. Is Ryback anti-vax?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have no idea at all. Sorry, Ryback. Yeah, sorry about it, if you want. That was terrible. That's on me, that, for assuming that.
Well, anyway.
Cut that out.
Okay, if I remember. I'll try.
I'll remind you.
How will we edit this in? Okay. Enough of all this. It's now time for a bloody good quiz.
Just before we get going, You're perfectly safe to leave all that Ryback stuff in because he is 100% anti-vax.
Oh, see, another fan of the channel.
Well, anyway, this week's quiz, which is trying to celebrate
before you go, remember that time he commented on one of the videos and we searched to see if he'd commented on any of the videos and there was like hundreds of other comments he put on videos.
Remember that time he DM'd us and then he blocked us so we couldn't reply.
Anyway, this week's quiz, if you want to get your name associated, we want to do things.
Just going to keep this going. I once had a quiet word with, and the quiet word was just, please stop winding them up.
Well, this week's quiz is actually brought to you by our good friend Hayley, aka Hayley from Quarantine, aka Gifted Pink on Twitter, who sent us a whole load of goodies. I will get back to reading out the reviews on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review.
More important.
Yeah. There is a queue to get read out of reviews, but you can skip the queue with confection.
Mm. Yeah. Especially these are really good. I am into these biscuits.
Hayley writes, hello, what culture? Please enjoy this snack box from Canada. Crisp and chocolate for the whole office to try. Thanks for being legends. And she sent us these. Hang on. Maple leaf. Wait, is that just maple leaf in French, Phil?
Fuel
d'érable.
Yeah.
Cookie biscuits.
They're really good.
Cookie biscuits.
What is that, Phil? On this side of the pack. Yeah. So I think fuel d'érable is maple leaf in French.
There you go.
This side says...
educational, this podcast. Who knew?
This side says nutrition facts. And this side says, voyeur nutritif.
Où est la piscine?
Dans le supermarché.
La bibliothèque est sur la table.
I've got another one.
Oh,
je joue au foot.
Tenez à droite.
Turn gauche. Yes.
Très bon, gentlemen. So thank you to Hayley for these. And look at that. We addressed a country without offending them. That's got to be a first.
Je suis désolé.
Right, so this is a question.
Was there a French restaurant last night?
Was it nice?
Yeah.
Was it très bon?
Très bon? Très bon? Sounded like a separate joke, doesn't it? I was at a French restaurant last night.
L'addition? Is that the bill in French?
Bill, yeah.
Yeah?
Just ask for the bill.
Oi!
Le bill.
Le bill. 10 questions centering around these release wrestlers. As we've said throughout this coverage of this, please do go and support them. Go and buy their merch. Go and see them when they're back out on the indies because they've had a horrible time of it recently with WWE. But yes, 10 questions. Multiple choice. Shout out your name. Wait for me to come to you. And remember, it's just for fun because there's bloody loads of these biscuits.
Yeah,
they're
delicious.
Really
good. Really good. Big fan.
There may be a question here that we've covered already. You ready? Question number one. How many wrestlers have WWE released in 2021?
Philippe.
Phil.
I'm not going to try and remember how to say 71 in French.
Oh, I was going to...
Yay!
Can I just say, I got thrown a little bit there, because obviously we've just done, as you know, in the movie Gladiator, where Commodus kills his father and then tries to distract the people by having 100 days of games, we here at What Culture have just completed 2 weeks of filming non-stop quiz content. When you asked, I knew the answer to that, and I immediately looked for my buzzer. I was like, well, how do I signal that I want to answer this? I don't think that was fair.
Okay, well, this is very fair, this next one, especially because it's you two on the pod today. Question number two. Who eliminated Keith Lee from the WCPW Pro Wrestling World Cup? Ooh. Was it?
Adam Ricochet.
Why do I keep going to say? See, I'm so bloody confused now.
Yay!
Was there?
Yes. The options were going to be Cody Rhodes, who, of course, he replaced Keith Lee. Jay Lethal, who made it through on the other side of the bracket, and James Storm, who Keith Lee defeated in the first round,
I remember that.
Okay, question number three.
Keith Lee Ricochet was amazing.
Such a good match. Have that burnt into my memory of when he just went, up you go, and he nearly left Manchester.
That powerbomb was amazing. The bounce that he got on Ricochet from
Is that completely free to watch on YouTube, I believe?
I believe so.
It should be. The whole Pro Wrestling World Cup
is free to watch on YouTube.
You know what it is? I sit there sometimes thinking about the amount of content that, you know, there's no paywalls. You know, we are advertiser funded, right? And I often sometimes feel in my darkest moments, I get genuinely annoyed that people get this much of us for free. Like, I think we're really good. I think everything should be paid for, in my opinion, right? But that's not the business model. Yeah. No, it's above my pay grade to make that decision. But then I remember, like, all the wrestling matches, not just us talking about wrestling, not just like you doing the news or Sidgwick doing a Sidgwick, right? There's actually some of the greatest wrestling ever recorded is available for free on YouTube that we produced and paid for, and you can have for now. It's just there.
Will Ospreay's dream match against Rey Mysterio for free on YouTube.
There are genuinely.
Is that Milton Keynes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't remember where we did it. How many views do you reckon Ricochet Keith Lee's got on YouTube?
100,000.
I'm going to say over a million.
1.3 million views.
I'm sorry, every single one of those people should have paid us a quid.
Venmo is the money now.
You know what I mean? If I say, oh, here's Keith Lee Ricochet. Well, it never happens, really. It's a pound to watch it. You haven't got, not, eight, like, good. Not like a set amount of money a month to like sign up for some on-demand save, some promotion you're probably not going to be interested in afterwards. This match is a quid. Off you go. Do you want it? I reckon of those those 1.2 million, I reckon 1.2 million people would pay that.
Absolutely. Right, question number three, 1 point each.
God, I should be so rich, mate.
What?
Jesus.
What was Mia Yim's name in...
Phil Leap. Reckoning.
Yay!
Sorry, really it was a retribution question and you didn't do a serious answer rather than a banter answer.
Hey, you really annoyed me there.
Love eggs.
The options were going to be.
Oh, here we go.
Reckoning. Retaliation, which was Mercedes Martinez, if you remember. Revenge. Ooh. Or delay repay. That was going to be the other option. Very tired. Question four. Who did Karrion Kross once tag with?
Oh, I just got that. Karrion Kross?
Like, late.
Like Jesus. I get that. Karrion. How did I not get all I heard was, because you know Karrion's a term for like blood and gore.
Yes.
I just thought like Karrion, blood and gore, Kross, I'm angry. Karrion Kross? What's he doing over there? Jesus.
This is
just incredible is like a name and he's just incredible.
I was about to take the piss and then I remembered how old I was when I went Paul Bearer. Like, honestly, far too
late.
I don't mind
admitting this. When Just Incredible first burst on the scene, I thought, of all the words you could use to describe yourself, credible, to the middle of the road, isn't it? Like, just incredible. Like, he probably deserves to be in this match.
Right.
And it was a business studies A-level class where we were doing about just in time, right? Which was like a business strategy just to get the stock in as and when you need it. And the teacher illustrated it by having just in Timberlake, but he changed it to just in Timberlake, and I went, just in time. Just incredible. Oh, my God. He's just incredible. Not just incredible.
Question four. Who did Karrion Kross once tag with on Raw in a match against The Ascension? Was it?
What?
Yeah. Was it Titus O'Neil, Darren Young, Akira Tozawa, or Corey Graves?
Adam, what? Corey Graves.
No, dear, that's wrong.
This never happened.
What were the options?
Titus, Darren Young, Akira Tozawa, Corey Graves. He tagged with them.
You put Titus in just because you're Wilbon.
And then you put Darren Young in because
it's yeah.
You've got Titus.
So it's Akira Tozawa.
Good logic.
No, dear.
I got both of you.
It was Darren Young.
It was Darren Young. And guess who interfered in the match?
Titus. Why did this happen?
I think Darren Young was on the roster and they were just like, yeah, just put him with some guy and then he can get battered by
the
Ascension.
That's what I thought. Like, surely they were on the roster when the Ascension were going around.
Yeah. I don't think Karrion Kross was just there and with hair in the photo that I saw.
Interesting girl.
Right. Still 2-1 to Phil. Question number 5. How quickly did Keith Lee beat Randy Orton at Payback 2020? Was it 4 minutes and 40 seconds, 5 minutes and 46 seconds, 6 minutes and 40 seconds, or 7 minutes and 40 seconds?
Off you go, Phil.
I'm going to go for the 4 minutes one. Why not?
No, dear, that's wrong.
I'm going to go 45 minutes one.
No, dear, that's wrong.
It was 6 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Okay, halfway through. Phil leads 2-1. Okay, interesting on this. Who out of the female released wrestlers yesterday did Nia Jax once squash on an episode of Monday Night Raw? Is it Katrina Cortez, Scarlett, Jessie Camilla, or Zayda Ramir?
I don't know.
All feasible, then.
I was really hoping you were going to say Isla Dawn, then.
Philippe. Why not? Can I have them again?
Katrina Cortez.
Repete.
Scarlett.
Katrina Cortez.
No, dear, that's wrong.
I think it's Scarlett. I think I'd remember Scarlett. What's the other two?
Jessie Camilla or one. Zayda Ramir.
That one. Jessie Camilla.
No, dear, that's wrong.
You wouldn't do 2 C's in a row. Come on, now.
Scarlett.
Is it?
Scarlett. Batter, yeah.
Is it?
Like a minute.
Don't remember that.
Well.
Okay. Question 7. Which of these is not a name that only Lorcan has wrestled under? Is it the Carolina Panther, the Jester, Biff Busick, or Vortex? 3 of those he's fought under.
One of those you made up.
No, one of those I've just stolen from a different wrestler.
Oh.
Philippe. Can I have them again?
What
is this?
The Carolina Panther, the Jester, Biff Busick, or Vortex?
See him with a little Jester hat on. Mm. It looks right in my head. Biff Busick, definitely. I'm going to go with the last one, Vortex.
Vortex.
I was going to go Vortex.
No, dear, that's wrong.
What we got?
Carolina Panther, the Jester, or Biff Busick?
The Jester.
Yeah!
The image looks so right. Do you know what? I lied. I couldn't see him in a Jester hat. I thought you were insane when you said that.
It was, I think, Roddy Strong who was wrestling as the Jester very early on in his career. 2 each, 3 questions to go, all to play for. Question 8. Frankie Monet, or Taya Valkyrie, studied what growing up? Was it?
The Blade.
Ballet?
Phil, ballet. I had that in my head before we started, so.
Yay!
It's good. It's good, decisive answering that.
Researched Egyptology and criminology for nothing.
Yes, no offence, mate, but so did everybody who studied Egyptology and criminology.
Okay, question
We've
9.
We've discovered Egypt. What are you on about? We know what's there. What are you doing?
What?
Grow up.
What is Ember Moon's D&D character?
Oh, I know this.
Is it a Goliath barbarian? A dwarf sorcerer, a half-dragon monk, or a lizard folk wizard?
I thought she had tusks. Oh, she had tusks.
Bill, a dwarf sorcerer.
No, dear, that's wrong.
She got tusks, I think. Say it again.
Goliath barbarian, dwarf sorcerer.
It's a Goliath barbarian.
No, dear, that's wrong.
You're thinking, of course, of Titus Thunderbastard Caligari from the Brilliant Dice with Death podcast. Am I allowed to throw that here?
Yeah, I'm just going to eat my biscuits while you do.
It was a half-dragon elemental monk. Mm. Okay, I think is Cleary winning?
No, Phil is 1-up, I think.
Yeah, 3-2, I think.
No, oh, okay. Final question. I like this one because it's going to tell you a lot. Question 10. Who wrote 10 things you didn't know about Eva Marie this year?
What?
This year.
Did we do it again?
I think when she re-signed, we did.
Oh.
For whatculture.com.
Jesus.
was it Jamie Kennedy, Andrew Pollard, Andy Murray, or Gareth Morgan? Let me
Phil.
See. I mean, before you guess.
The thing is, I was really hoping you'd say Sidgwick, because Sidgwick is a titty guy. Sidgwick's a titty guy.
It was, as I tell a lie, it was from October 27th, 2020. Do you want to know the number one fact you didn't know?
Go on then.
She's only had 34 TV matches.
There you go. Phil.
Giving it away for free again. I don't believe it. Right, go on, Phil. Have a
I'm going to go Gareth.
Oh, I was going to say
that
Gareth.
That seems like
I was going to say Gareth.
The boss would shove on Gareth.
Yeah, that does seem like Gareth would just get that. No questions asked. I'm going Andy if it's not, though.
No, dear. That's wrong.
I'm going to go Andy then. I'm going to say Andy Murray.
No, dear. No! That's wrong.
Is it Pollard?
It is Andrew Pollard.
Between Gareth and Pollard.
And look at the cover image he used. Look at you, Andrew Pollard.
It was between them two in my head. Just seems like a Gareth list.
Did we redo the voiceover? I think, is the original 10 Things You Didn't Know About or Things WWE Wants You to Forget About Eva Marie, is that not our most watched video ever?
Yeah.
Quite possibly,
like
yeah.
17
Ridiculous.
Million
yeah.
fucking perverts have just like all watched that repeatedly.
For
so
free.
Straight for
after
free.
That, and then the next most watched is Moments That Made You Cry. So it's
well, you know what it's like, Phil, when you finish, you do have that like emotional moment for about 20 minutes, don't you? Right after you finished. You get a bit needy, don't you? I do. I get really needy, mate.
So congratulations to Phil Chambers on winning this week's quiz.
I don't cry. I'm not a crier. There's nothing wrong with cry-maxing, but I'm not. It's not for me.
You get to eat all the rest of these biscuits from the lovely Hayley from Quarantine. Thank you to Gifted Pink for that. And if you want to have your name associated with a hashtag bloody good quiz, or you need to subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on iTunes and leave us
and
a
send us.
Some biscuits.
No. Or leave us a 5-star review. So this is Wrestle Culture done for the week. Busy old week. You can still check out our SmackDown preview and our Rampage preview and a big old get the table with myself and the Dadley Boys talking all about these WWE releases. Please do go and support your favourite wrestlers in this time of need of theirs, because WWE are capitalist bastards and they only care about the bottom line, so go and support them because they need all the help they can get. If you want to talk to us on Twitter or /get ignored, you can follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers.
You can follow Adam Cleary at
Adam Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y. And you follow Adam Wilborn at
You can follow me, apologies, at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. This has been Wrestle Culture. My thanks to Phil, to Cleary, to you for joining us. And we will see you soon. Wrestle Culture is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Wrestling.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.